Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
High crotch, bring it back, single legs. Swing. Let me teach you how to wrestle. Okay. Let me teach you how to wrestle.
And welcome back to Wrestling Mindset. Today we're here with All-American Yaroslav Akuski. Yar, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you talk about your upbringing. First of all, you were born in Belarus. And when did you come to America? How long were you there?
That's right. So I was born in Belarus and I moved to the U.S. to study here at prep school when I was 17. Oh. And yeah. So most of my, I guess, upbringing was still back home in Belarus. And yeah, well, that's the short answer to this question.
So it was you and your brother?
It was me and my brother. Yeah. My brother wrestled for a little bit, maybe a year or two. And then he switched to boxing and then eventually kickboxing. So he was a world champion in kickboxing, European champion. Like, yeah.
Who's older?
He's older. He's 9 years older than me. So we have a pretty big gap, but we still stayed very close.
But he was a really good wrestler too.
Yeah, he was a good wrestler. And then I think after, like, during his kickboxing career and after he was done, he was also worked with a lot of MMA guys. So he kind of had to sharpen his wrestling skills again, which, right. Which helped me later on because, I mean, me and him would always spar and wrestle together. And yeah.
I was going to say, talk about that a little bit. Like, 9 years older is a big gap for when you're real young, right? But how did that help form you into the wrestler you became and, you know, love for the sport, things like that?
For sure. Well, for me, again, my brother was always the one who pushed me. He was also my, like, he's always been and still is my biggest support system. But growing up, again, he would just always take me to work out with him, like, whether it was, we're going for a run, or we're going to lift, or I'll take you to the boxing workout with me. And anywhere, any place, anytime, even like back home, we would have like a set of pads and gloves, and he would just, all right, put them on and let's do a workout just in our living room. So yeah, he kind of instilled into me that sense of discipline and hard work, because every workout with him was just a nightmare, but it was worth it.
That's awesome. So, I mean, a lot of times you have two brothers or different personalities. You guys, same person, similar personality, or totally different?
Maybe a little different. Yeah. I would say I'm definitely on the, I don't know, quieter side out of two brothers. He was always like a rebel kid. Yeah. Like, but yeah. I mean, I think that's still, that didn't bother us, at least, that didn't kind of, that there wasn't any animosity between us, or we never really even had that competition, internal competitions. I know a lot of like brothers, they kind of have that, especially when the age gap is smaller. They always try to compete with each other, always try to beat each other, show who's better, who's worse. I mean, I always knew he's my older brother. He's the bigger, the stronger one, the faster one, the wiser one. I've always looked up to him, so there was no competition in that area.
Yeah. So, and you guys have always been close, you said.
Always been close, yeah. I mean, pretty much, I think since I was like 3, 4, 5, like just slowly started to become more, I guess, a conscious kid and able to talk back and yeah, have a conversation. Yeah, I think since then we've always been close. Again, I think maybe it was a family situation. My dad left early on, so parents separated. But again, I had that. I think it didn't affect me that much because I had my older brother, so he was the father figure for me. Definitely affected him more, but again, at least for me, it was a little different. And yeah, I always had someone to look up to and someone who was always there for me. And then even when I was still in my hometown in Richland, he went to study at the university in Minsk. So we're like 3, 4 hours of driving apart. We would still like we would call each other every day, just every day, like talking about random stuff, everything, like how the day went, how the workout was, like what do you feel, what are the plans for tomorrow, for the next week, for the future, just talking about everything.
That's great. That's great. So what age did you start wrestling? And I guess it was all freestyle, or was it Greco also for you?
It was all freestyle. I
Okay.
started when I was 9. Again, my brother brought me into wrestling. Before that, I was swimming. I started swimming when I was 6, actually. And I did swimming, I think, until I was 14, 15, so also for a while. But yeah, I started wrestling when I was 9. I was wrestling freestyle. And yeah, we didn't have like the greatest club in my hometown, but great coach, very, very passionate about what he does, very good with the kids, and yeah, very structured workouts, but at the same time, there was always enough room for it to be kind of playful and enjoyable and not like a hard, rigid system, like, yeah, 2 workouts a day, nothing like that. So,
That's good. How do you feel that the freestyle prepared you for scholastic wrestling, for American wrestling, as well as swimming? Do you feel like that was a good a help or preparation or laying the foundation for you to some extent?
yeah, no, for sure. I think swimming is just a great sport in general, and it's good for the kids. It helped me again with my stamina, with being a little bit more loose and relaxed, because you in swimming you have to learn how to breathe, how to control your body, how to just go through tough workouts day in, day out, and then but still keeping your composure, I would say. And yeah, that was very helpful for me. And in terms of freestyle to scholastic, I don't know. I think I mean both are different. They're different from each other, but the foundation is the same. The basic principle is the same. You have to take someone else down. You have to take your opponent down. So just being very good in neutral on your feet, defensively, and trying to find those kind of tricky shots. Not the straight double, the famous American double leg that everyone does for the high crotch. But sweep singles, or trying to go for over-unders, some throws, some sweep, yeah, something. I think it's just in general international wrestling, or at least the way I was taught the wrestling back home in Belarus, it was more diverse. Like you had to learn every move. Like you had to learn every move and practice and perfect every move. But then eventually you'll find you have your 2, 3, 4 best ones, but you have to be able to wrestle in every position, in every situation. You're gonna have to know every available move there is and every available counterattack there is, because, well, you never know who you're gonna wrestle. Yes, you're good maybe at a double leg and a high cross, but what if someone really good in underhook or like with the Russian tie or something else? So you have to be able to wrestle in every position, so you're never like surprised by anything.
Do you feel like it's a little bit different, like with, I guess, in American wrestling, that they don't, that maybe there's not as much of a focus on knowing every move, or have you, did you see a difference when you came here? Like, maybe what were some of the biggest differences? That's a good question, I guess. When you came here, what did you feel like were the differences in wrestling, whether with technique or the pace or anything like that?
Yeah, I think the pace was definitely higher, even in drilling. So I guess I was just used to more like easier pace at first, and then you get into situations, you get into live wrestling, then you go hard as you can. But here it's like the warm up is hard. You run, you like you pretty much go nonstop from the first minute of the practice. Like the drilling is hard. The like yeah, people didn't yeah feel like they were trying to loosen up. Like at least back home, like everyone pushed the idea you have to loosen up. Like don't stand there just like that. Loosen up. Try to find the attacks. Loosen up. Don't be like a tree. Don't stand there just like a tree. Like don't like loosen up. Don't be so rigid. So that was the difference. The difference in the pace, obviously. Technique. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to compare because here in the US, people do a lot of camps and like camps that focus on technique. So and then, but in practice and in season, obviously it's different. I think it's also harder, a little bit harder to focus on technique and kind of prioritize that during the season because, again, it's a whether it's high school season or college season, you have matches pretty much every week or like every couple of weeks. You have tournaments. Guys are cutting weight, especially when guys are cutting weight. Like, no, they don't worry about technique. Unfortunately, when the weight cut comes into play, so yeah. It's different.
Right.
Yeah.
And then talk about, so when you transitioned and you came over to, you did your, you did some high school or some college prep in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So again, thanks to my brother, he was the one who made it happen, but I was able to come to the United States to NMH, Northfield Mount Hermon Prep School in Massachusetts. I was there for 3 years. So I wrestled 3 years at the high school level, and yeah, it was a tough transition. Again, I think for most people who try to transition from freestyle to folk style wrestling wise, it's just getting used to getting off bottom and trying to stand up instead of just defending the gut. Yeah, it's that was different, and then also riding on top and getting the locked hands call all the time in the first couple tournaments. That was new for me. But yeah, but again, overall, the wrestling is still the same. You still wrestle in the same, more or less same positions, except top bottom. So that was, that was still very familiar to me. And the hard work, the basic principle is still the same. You still have to outwork your opponent. You still have to work hard every day to be in great shape when the tournament, when the match comes. And you still have to perfect your moves or work on your moves and have a game plan, have a strategy for a match, and go and execute it. So, yeah.
Yeah, now talk about your time at Harvard and how that helped continue to get you continue to improve over there.
Yeah, so time at Harvard. There's a lot to talk about. but yeah, after prep school, my 3 years, and then it was good. I had to decide whether to go 97 or 285. And I think even in prep school, I already started leaning more towards heavyweight, just because I didn't feel like the weight cut. Maybe I wasn't kind of weighed properly, but I think even if I did, I just felt like I was underperforming because of that. And then thinking about doing that for 4 more years in college while studying also at Harvard.
The time is now to take your mindset to the next level with Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you go to our website, WrestlingMindset.com, and sign up for your free trial session today. Don't wait any longer. You want the mental edge right now. When you sign up for the free trial session, you're also going to get a copy of our free ebook, Building the Predator Mindset. This book has helped thousands of people build confidence, relax under pressure, get motivated, and build mental toughness in wrestling, school, and life. Make sure you sign up for your free trial session today.
That kind of, yeah, that didn't feel like 97 would be the right fit for me. So decided to go heavyweight. First year, it was even first couple of years. I mean, I think pretty much my entire career at Harvard, I was always a smaller heavyweight, always undersized. And but that made me wrestle differently because first year, I tried the regular approach I had, maybe something that worked in high school, on high school level, against even some heavyweights or 220 guys. Then it didn't work in college because, well, now the guys are better. Now everyone hand fights better. Now everyone's just a little tougher, bigger, a better wrestler. So you cannot just dive in on a high crotch or like try to shoot a double or try to just launch in forward because then, yeah, well, for me, I would get sprawled on or just get into crazy scrambles. And yeah, the first year and first matches, college matches, were just wild. So after that, I had to change my approach a little bit and start figuring out my style. And again, with the help of great coaches and yeah, my brother was always there for me and trying to help me to figure it out. That was, I think, we found something that worked.
Yeah, and I know Moose is over there. He beat me up twice when I was in college. He wrestled over at American when I was at Rutgers. He was at American, and yeah, he whooped me up pretty good twice.
I didn't know you guys wrestled. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. So now, I mean, did that help someone who? Because obviously him from Uzbekistan, so having that Eastern Bloc background, did that, was he able to relate in that way maybe differently?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure all the coaches were great, but I mean, maybe did that help?
Yeah, no, that was very helpful. Again, we're able just to connect right away, and Muzaffar, he's a great coach, a great guy also, always making jokes, always making people feel comfortable around him, but at the same time, just trying to give good advice when it's time to give good advice and kind of let you be when you just need your own space. But he was great. Again, we both speak Russian, so it was just that right away made me feel a little bit more comfortable and welcome in the first team, the first year when I was in the team. And he was the one who pretty much always push the idea of not, again, if you're a smaller heavyweight, don't dive in, don't just like be a, yeah, don't just wrestle like all Americans do. Like you need to find your own way because, well, you're smaller, you're different, but you have the speed, you have the stamina, so have to use it to your advantage. And that's pretty much the same what my brother had been preaching to me all the time. So yeah, the famous Muzaffar sweep single, we worked on that a lot.
Yes, I've been a victim of that several times.
So then
talk, and obviously being a great school, Harvard also. So you finished up there, you graduated there.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Great school with a lot of talented, exceptional people in pretty much, I don't know, in every field. It's amazing, but it's so different. It's hard to compare it to something else. But it was great. Again, just the environment, it set, I thought I had high standards for myself, but it set the bar and the standards way, way higher. And then that was really helpful because there is no way but up. You just always compete, and most importantly, you compete with yourself. That was also the lesson I learned, and everyone pretty much told me that right away, because there is no reason to compete with each other or other people. You just have to start the competition with yourself, because yeah, that's your main enemy.
Absolutely. And then talk about then coming over to Rutgers to get your master's degree. What's your master's degree in, and talk about that transfer process, or not transfer, but going over to a different school, wrestling there, the coaches, the team.
The transfer process, I guess, started during my last year at Harvard, when Coach Pritzlaff called me, and he was the one who pretty much just kept calling me and kept telling me about Rutgers and convincing me to visit. And now I understand why, because after I visited Rutgers, once the season was over, I was able to see the team, the coaches, and everything, the environment they had here that helped people grow and achieve their goals. So that was critical for me, because after Harvard, the goal was not to find again a great, the best school, the best educational program, but the mix again, the ideal mix of both, a very good school, but most importantly, great team with great coaches, that environment that would help me to achieve my goals. And after my visit, I realized, okay, this is it, this is the place, and this is where I'll be able to achieve my goals. So yeah, again, I'm studying the Masters of Science. I'm doing Masters of Science program in supply chain analytics this year, and then I have another year, so I'm finishing up this year, and then yeah, probably will do Masters in financial analysis next year. So two masters in 2 years. That's the plan for now.
Pretty good. Harvard and then two master's degrees. Not bad. Not
Yeah,
bad.
not bad. Yeah.
Very good. Now, talk about your season, the NCAAs. I mean, obviously, being an All-American is a great thing. How did you feel like you finished out, and what did you like about the season, or what did you think could have been better?
Yeah, the season was definitely I think a wild one for me, with ups and downs, like a crazy roller coaster. Like I said that in the post-match interview, Nationals, but I think it's true, because there were ups and downs, and I felt good coming in. I spent the entire summer, last summer, just training and getting better, getting bigger, and a little bit stronger, just to bridge that gap in terms of weight and strength, to be able to wrestle better on bottom, and just feel a little bit more confident with my shots and my wrestling in general. So just had a good start in the season, but then a few hiccups along the way, a small injury that I had to take care of and miss a few duels, and then bounce back after that. But yeah, they're tough matches. Big Ten is obviously a great and tough league, just conference. It's you see a lot of good opponents early on in the season, and I think it's good. That's what I wanted from my 5th year from this time at Rutgers, because I knew, okay, I'm signing up for Big Ten because I want to see all the best guys before Nationals. I want to just face them early in the season, and have time to figure out what went wrong, what went right, and what I need to do to adjust. Even though, again, during the season, there's not a lot of time to adjust, like post tournaments and post matches, because you're always in the wrestling process. You always have another duel coming up. You always have a next match coming your way. So yeah, but I think this season I also experimented a little bit. I tried changing my style, which did not go well for me. I tried changing my preparation process for the matches. I like pre-match routine. I tried just changing the way I wrestle a little bit, and yeah, again, didn't work out for me, but I think it was good to try it mid-season and see that I need to stick to what works, and then just build on that instead of flipping the whole thing around and yeah, finding something completely new mid-season. Maybe do that early on or during the summer, but yeah, I think that was just, and that no one forced that on me. I think that was just me in my own head trying to find the best way to wrestle, and I think maybe just a little, like a perfectionist in me, it's always speaking into my ear saying, oh, you can do better, like in such a good shape, like everything is great, but why the matches are so close? that I was upset with that. Why is it so hard to find more attacks? Why is it sort of what, like, you have to dominate the guys to be the national champion? So why isn't that happening? Let's try to change everything. But obviously, it wasn't the right call. And I think closer to Big Tens and nationals, obviously, I was able to bounce back and set a good routine, training routine to get back into the shape and the wrestling I wanted.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I mean, I wrestled in the EIWA also. I never wrestled in the Big Ten, but I would imagine that physically and mentally, that's a challenge. I would assume that was a big change. I mean, people are good everywhere, obviously, but the density, the amount of competition, like one match after the next, that had to be challenging. Like I said, physically and mentally, because there is a lot of questioning ourselves. Well, hey, but you're wrestling the best guys. You know, so
I
yeah.
think that's always important to remember, because wrestling the best guys, you're wrestling top 10 guys, top 20, top 10, top 20 guys all the time. So you have, matches, and not every match is going to be a tech fall or a fall, and not every match is going to be like with a huge gap. Sometimes they're going to be close, and it's just really important to analyze, I think. At least maybe I do it. Maybe some people take a little different approach, but for me, it's always about analyzing the match, what went right, what went wrong, like what we need to improve on, and always finding the mistakes and trying to get rid of them and improve on the wrestling. Yeah, but
Excellent.
yeah, big
Now,
tennis stuff. Big tennis stuff.
yeah,
Say that.
no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Talk about the coaching staff of Rutgers. We got to give Rutgers a shout out,
Oh,
right?
for
So
sure.
let's talk about how the coaches have been helpful and then the school and everything.
No, everyone's great. Coach Goodell, Coach Pritzlaff, again with this single leg attack, the famous one, and the way of wrestling tough and wrestling hard, just the entire match and pushing forward. They're great. They're very knowledgeable guys. They have, Coach Mittich here, Coach Pollard, Buxton is the legendary coach. He's just great. His approach, his the way he talks to athletes, and at the same time he can push you, he can push everyone, but at the same time have a laugh about it and throw a few jokes in the mix, which is great. So yeah, again, the environment I talked about, they have it here. They have really good coaches here. They have good sparring partners. RTC program is great. So they're just trying to bring the best people in to compete at the high level, to get their guys better, to win the titles, to win the national titles, and to build all Americans. And that works.
Absolutely. And now I know my brother would go into the Rutgers wrestling room and he'd be working out with John Paz. And then he told us, oh, you know, he's working out with Yaro also. We're like, be careful, man. Hey, he's a little bit bigger than you, but that's great. So my brother fathers an Eddie, he'll go in and wrestle from time to time.
That's right. No, he's great. He always comes in with a smile on his face, and then once the practice starts, he just pushes forward all the, like, from the first minute until the very last, and then he does some extra sprints. I don't know, he works out like he's training for national championships. He is awesome. But yeah, I wrestled with him a few times, and Foz wrestled with him, obviously. Yeah, no, he's a good partner, another addition to the program.
Yeah, well, from what I could see is you guys seem alike there. I mean, he's, you know, just nice guy, quiet, does what he's got to do. He's very hard on himself as well. But no, that's awesome that you guys will roll together sometimes. That's excellent. So, oh, great stuff. Well, and what do you have coming up? I guess last question. What do you have coming up now? The season's over. What's the schedule look like for the future for you?
Don't really know yet. Trying to figure it out right now. I just had to take 1 week off and relax a little bit. But yeah, right now it's all about planning the next move, the next step. I obviously want to wrestle internationally a little bit, Go to tournaments, go to some camps. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Right now, I just need to figure out the plan for next year. I have another year of eligibility left. Yeah, I also have I have a redshirt year in my pocket. So maybe I'll use that. We'll see. Maybe I'll be one of those very old seniors who are still wrestling at the college level. But I'm just trying to extend my wrestling career right now as much as possible before moving into the real world, the business world.
Hey,
And yeah.
if you could come out with three or four master's degrees, maybe a doctorate, then you get to wrestle several more years, it's all the better, right?
Yeah. And again, that's just the way things turned out to be. Never really asked for a COVID year or for an injury year at Harvard.
Right.
If that was up to me, then I'd definitely wrestle just all my 4 years at Harvard and be done with it. But sometimes life just, throws a wrench in your plans and you have to figure it out.
That's right. That's right. Okay. I guess this would be the last question. Do you know where you would wrestle? Would you wrestle for International USA or
No,
Belarus?
for Belarus,
Yes.
yeah, I
All
cannot
right.
wrestle for USA, so yeah, just
All right. All right. Excellent.
still hoping to wrestle for Belarus.
All right. Well, we're all rooting for you. Thank you very much, Yara.
Awesome. No, thank you. Thank you for
All
your
right.
time.
All right. Take care.
Bye bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.